रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 5. दिस इज द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ अयोध्या. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. From the far off times of Manu, the divine ruler, the mighty kings of the line of Ikshvaku held victorious and undisputed sway of the broad earth and the seven islands that guard it around. Of their race came King Sagara, at whose command was dug the ocean, dark and deep, by his 60,000 sons that thronged around him as he marched along. And this grand epic, the Ramayana of immortal fame, sings the lives and deeds of those mighty men of old. The devout reader thereof secures the four aims of life: righteousness, wealth, happiness, and liberation. So give ear unto it with hearts free from envy's taint. The broad realms of Kosala extend far away on either banks of the river Sarayu. Rich in the wealth of flocks and herds, fertile fields and broad pastures, it forms the happy home of countless millions. And of that kingdom is Ayodhya, the capital, famed of old throughout all the worlds, and fashioned in ages past by the royal hand of the divine Manu. Built on the level stretch of ground, well watered and fertile, lovely groves adorn it, and broad fields where waves the golden corn. Excellent roads, lined with branching trees, connect it with every part of the world. Her lofty walls measure 12 leagues from end to end, and 3 from side to side. High are her ramparts, and massive, and lined with numerous guns and every death-dealing engine ever invented by man's fertile brain, and all around them moats wide and deep. The city gates are large and strong and of exquisite workmanship, and the impregnable fortifications justify its name, Ayodhya. The high roads, planned perfectly straight unto the very gates of the city, are ever kept clean and well watered, and strewed with fragrant flowers. Laid out in even squares like a chessboard, the broad and well kept roads branch out from the royal homes that grace the center of the town. Long lines of palatial shops adorn the merchant quarters, stored with the rarest works of nature and of art. Charming villas and pleasure grounds peep out from every lovely hill and eminence. Splendid mansions, flashing with gold and gems, rise in goodly row and meet the eye at every turn. Numerous flags and banners gaily wave over the roofs of the towering houses built on lofty platforms, and gives one the idea of the radiant aerial cars of the happy ones who have won the abodes of the gods by the force of their religious merit. Rich is it in horses and elephant, sheep and oxen, mules and camels. From every street are wafted to the ear the sweet sounds of the lute or flute, drum or tabret, fife or clarion, veena or sitar. It is the happy home of bards and minstrels, poets and genealogists, sculptors and architects. And in the streets you are jostled at every step by the teachers of the art of dance and song, by the envoys of foreign kings and tributary princes, and by princely merchants from far-off lands that come there to buy and sell. No art nor science, lay or otherwise, but finds there its best and brightest exponent and highest authority. And Brahmanas, straight of speech and pure of heart, bless the city with their presence and form the living stones in the guardian wall of humanity. profoundly versed in all the secret lore. They ever tend the fires and keep the observances, and in self-restraint and holy fervor rank with the saintly Vashishta and the like. The great Kshatriyas and the godlike heroes, skilled in every art of war and chase, keep the city from the foe with sharp weapons, but more often with their strong hands. They rid the woods of many a wild beast, lion and tiger, boar and bear. Masters of every weapon, human and divine, they never strike the solitary foeman or the flying one. They never attack anyone from behind, nor harm the only scion of his race. They never use sound to harm anybody. And over this best and fairest of cities reigned Dasharatha, even as the great king Indra holds high sway over the regions of the gods. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.